robot or not? Is it a robot or not? Is it a robot or is it not? Is it a robot or not? Is it a robot or not? Is it a robot or is it not? Is it a robot or 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 not?
John, listener David would like to know your opinion of daylight saving time. There has been a movement lately to abolish daylight saving time and just keep everybody on daylight saving time forever or on standard time forever, but to stop changing our clocks twice a year, which is what we do in most states in the United States, not all, ahead in the spring, back in the fall. What do you think about this debate about daylight saving time and changing time a couple of times a year?
Well, since I live closer to the North Pole than most other citizens of the United States, let's say, I think if we didn't have it, what it would do is further emphasize the difference in the seasons. Right.
Yeah.
Because the movement of the clock is trying to sort of compensate for the fact that during the winter there are fewer daylight hours. Right. And it kind of confuses things to the point where you get these weird discontinuities and jumps, and it suddenly seems like you're seeing more sunlight or less sunlight or whatever. Whereas if it was just the same time all the time, it would really emphasize just how dark and dismal it is during the winter this far north. Right. And I think it would just make the year feel differently shaped, right? It like the discontinuities break things up a little bit and make it, instead of being like a gradual sort of descent and then rising again, it's more of like this little lumpy bumpy thing, right? Having not lived the other way, like I can see pluses to sort of a smoother shape to the year of, you know, okay, now there's the dark time and now here's the light time when we have more sunlight. Like, you know, all the things about like, oh, I don't like waking up when it's dark, I don't like you know, getting home from work when it's dark, like all those things still happen in New England, even with the time changes.
Right.
They would just happen more on at the extremes, right? So I'm open to the idea that it would be fun to not have it, but I also don't think our current system is that terrible. And I say this as a programmer who's had to deal with dates my entire career. Like, getting rid of daylight savings times does not simplify dates enough to be like to be worth it on its own, because dates are inscrutable because stupid physics and the solar system.
Sure.
Right? Their dates are terrible no matter what. So I'm not going to argue for it to say it would make programmers' lives easier, because it really wouldn't, because dates are terrible, even without daylight savings time. But I am open to the idea that it would be fun to try it out and to just live a year with more continuity. But I'm also not a hater of the current system, because I do feel like it breaks up the rhythm a little bit, and it's what I'm used to, and it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, I guess my biggest problem with it is that you take a productivity hit, because everybody in the country who isn't in Arizona or you know, a few other places that don't honor this, you get jet lag twice a year. Everybody,
yeah, it's one hour. I mean, don't you enjoy the one where you get the extra hour of sleep though, right?
That one is better, but I'll tell you the that first week of spring forward, it's rough. It's rough.
I don't like it. Maybe I'm less susceptible to jet lag than most, but the 1 hour thing, I enjoy the extra hour of sleep, and when I don't get it, it's forgotten in a day.
Interesting.
It doesn't
that's
bother me.
Definitely not the case for me. The other thing that I wanted to mention is you talked about Massachusetts being further north than a lot of places. Although, just funny geography fact, state of Massachusetts is roughly the same northernness as the California-Oregon border. So my daughter is further north than you are,
mm-hmm.
which is weird.
Well, we're up at the top of the country, both of us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But Boston is also pretty far east, and at least one article that I read said, well, the problem with doing daylight savings time the whole year, daylight saving time, singular, sorry, pedants out there. All right. The problem is that Boston is going to have it really bad in the winter. If Boston doesn't get that extra hour, it's going to be even worse than it already is. And another article I saw said something smart, which was, maybe Boston and New England should be on Atlantic time instead, right? Just be an extra hour. Go out there with Nova Scotia. Just go plus four.
I mean, the idea that Boston doesn't already have all of the worst things that you can imagine during winter, like, because
pretty much does.
Waking up in dead dark and going to work, That happens now, yeah. Right? Coming home, leaving your desk at work and looking out the window and it's pitch dark, that happens now.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much worse it can be other than, there'll be more days of that, right? And the jumping around is a kind of like a, you build up your, you get your reprieve all at once, like all of a sudden, instead of it gradually happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, suddenly I've shifted, but it just moves, you're just moving the daylight around a little bit. And I think that breaks up the monotony, but it also doesn't give you the feeling of a smooth descent into darkness and a rise out of it. So I wouldn't want to change the time zone of Boston. I think it's fine for it to be on the same time zone as New York. The winters are going to be bad either way. I don't think Boston needs to.
It wouldn't be an extra time zone away. Things. All right.
Yeah, no.
That's fair. It is a lot though. Like Boston and what? Like Boston and Pittsburgh, Boston and Columbus, Boston and Cleveland are on the same time zone. That's a little bit silly. That's kind of far. Boston,
yeah, it's
and
the one true time zone.
And Louisville, Kentucky. There's a lot of eastern time zone. It spans a lot of width there.
Well, it's the most popular one. Everyone wants to be in it.
It is. That's true. I can't argue with that.
Robot or not.